وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين. بارك الله فيك حضرت مولانا سليم صاحب. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower His choicest blessings and rahmah on you. Ameen. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhin istafa. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim. Bismillahi ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Innal muttaqina fi jannatin wa uyun. Akhidhina ma atahum rabbuhum. Innahum kanu qabla dhalika muhsinin. كانوا قليلا من الليل ما يهجعون وبالأسحار هم يستغفرون وفي أموالهم حق للسائل والمحروم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. All praise due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al-Ansar International, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in the Noble Quran, the righteous ones are in gardens and fountains, taking what their sustainer gave them. They were doers of good before this day. They used to sleep but little at night, and in the hours of dawn they used to seek forgiveness. In their wealth, there was a share for the beggar and the defeated. There are many verses in this regard. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the best fast after Ramadan is the fast of the month of Allah, Muharram. The best salah after the obligatory salah is the salah of the night. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when one of you goes to sleep, shaitan ties three knots behind your head. He stamps the following words on each knot. You have a long night, so continue sleeping. If he gets up and remembers Allah jalla jalaluhu, one knot is open. If he performs wudu, another knot is open. If he offers salah, all the knots are open. He is thus energetic and in a good mood in the morning. If not, he gets up in a bad mood, feeling lethargic. Imam Ibn Majah rahmatullah alayhi also narrates the above, but with the following words, he thus gets up energetic in a good mood, having acquired good. If not, he gets up lazy in a bad mood without having acquired any good. Ibn Khuzaymah rahmatullah alayhi also narrates the above, but adds the following at the end. So untie all the knots of shaitan, even if it is by offering just two rakats of salah. Uqbah ibn Amir radiallahu ta'ala narrates, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, a person from my ummah gets up at night and prevails on his soul to purify himself while having several knots on him. When he washes his hands, one knot becomes untied. When he washes his face, another knot becomes untied. When he wipes his head, another knot becomes untied. When he washes his feet, another knot becomes untied. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu then says to those angels who are behind the veil, look at this servant of mine. He prevails on his soul asking me. This servant of mine will have whatever he asks of me. Shabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, there is a certain hour in the night wherein if a Muslim asks Allah Jalla Jalaluhu for any good of this world and the year after, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu will certainly give it to him, and this continues throughout the night. Abdullah ibn Salam radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam first came to Medina Munawwara, the people hastened to meet him. I was from among those who went to him. When I looked at his face and pondered over it, I concluded that this was not the face of Eliam, and the first thing that I heard from him was that he said, "O people, spread the salam, the Islamic greeting, feed the people, maintain your ties of kinship, offer salah at night when the people are asleep, you will enter paradise with peace." Abu Malik al-Ash'ari radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "There are rooms in paradise whose outer can be seen from inside and whose inner can be seen from outside. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu prepared them for he who feeds, spreads the salam, and offers salah at night when the people are asleep." Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates, I said, "O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when I see you, my soul rejoices, and my eyes experience a coolness. Inform me of everything." He said, "Everything was created from water." I asked, "Inform me of something which if I do, I will enter paradise." He said, "Feed the people, spread the salam, which is the Islamic greeting, maintain ties of kinship, offer salat at night when the people are asleep, you will enter paradise with peace." Asma bint Yazid radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "All the people will be raised on one field on the day of resurrection. An announcer will proclaim and say, 'Where are those whose sides used to remain away from their sleeping places?' They will stand up and they will be few in number. They will then enter paradise without reckoning. The rest of the people will then be ordered to go for the reckoning." Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, "I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, 'There is a tree in paradise, clothing of gold from its upper section and horses of gold from its lower section will come out from this tree. The horses will be saddled and bridled with pearls and sapphires. They will neither defecate nor urinate. They will have wings. Their one footstep will be as far as the eyes can see. The people of paradise will ride them. They will fly with them wherever they want. Those who are in a lower level of paradise than them will ask, 'O our sustainer, how did these servants of yours gain this complete honor?' A reply will be given to them, 'They used to offer salah at night while you used to be sleeping. They used to keep fast while you used to be eating. They used to wage jihad while you used to act cowardly.'" Abdullah ibn Mas'ud narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "The superiority of the night salah of the day salah is like the superiority of charity given in secrecy over charity given in public." Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "The most honorable people from my ummah are those who bear the Quran and those who spend the night in worship." Sahal ibn Sa'd radiallahu ta'ala narrates, Jibreel alayhi salam came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, "O Muhammad, you may live as you want, for you will certainly pass away. You may do whatever you want, for you will certainly be recompensed for it. You may love whomever you will, for you will certainly leave him. You should know that the respect of a believer lies in spending the night in worship, and his honor lies in his independence from people." Abu Umama al-Bahili radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Be constant in spending the night in worship, for it was the habit of the righteous before you. It is a means of proximity to your sustainer. It is an expiation for sins, and it prevents from sinning." Imam al-Tirmidhi rahmatullah alayhi narrates from Bilal radiallahu ta'ala an, and al-Tabarani rahmatullah alayhi narrates from Salman radiallahu ta'ala an, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Be constant in spending the night in worship, for it was the habit of the righteous before you. It is a means of proximity to your sustainer. It is an expiation for your sins and a repelling of illness from the body." Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Abu Sa'id radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrate that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "He who gets up at night and wakes his wife up, and they both offer two rakat salah together, They will be recorded amongst the males and females who engage in the abundant remembrance of Allah. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala show mercy to a man who gets up at night and offers salah. He then wakes his wife up and she offers salah. If she refuses, he sprinkles water on her face. May Allah show mercy to a woman who gets up at night and offers salah. She wakes her husband up and he offers salah. If he refuses, she sprinkles water on his face." Abu Malik al-Ash'ari radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "When a man gets up at night and wakes his wife up, and if sleep overtakes her, he sprinkles water on her face, they can get up together in their house and engage in the remembrance of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu for some portion of the night, they are certainly forgiven." Amr ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala narrates that he heard the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, "The closest Allah Jalla Jalalu is to a servant is in the last part of the night. So if you are able to be amongst those who engage in the remembrance of Allah Jalla Jalalu in that hour, you should do so." Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Allah will never destroy a person who gets up in the depth of the night and offers salah by reciting Surah Al-Baqarah and Surah Ali Imran." Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "He who spends the night with a little food and drink, offering salah, the doe-eyed whores gather around him till the morning." Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "There are three persons whom Allah Jalla Jalaluhu loves, with whom he laughs and to whom he gives glad tidings. If a group goes out to wage jihad, he fights behind in it with his life for the sake of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. He is either killed or Allah Jalla Jalaluhu helps him and suffices him. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu then says, 'Look at this servant of mine, how he has remained steadfast with his life for my sake.'" A person who has a beautiful wife and a soft, lovely bed, he gets up at night to engage in the worship of Allah. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu says, "He is leaving his desire and remembering me. Had he willed, he could have continued sleeping. He who was on a journey with a group of travelers, they remained awake." The third person. "He who was on a journey with a group of travelers, they remained awake and then they slept peacefully. He got up in the latter part of the night, irrespective of whether it was in difficulty or in ease." Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Our sustainer admires two people. A person who jumps out of his bed from between his duvet and beloved wife and goes to offer his salah. Allah Jalla Jalalu says, 'Look at my servant. He jumped out of his bed from between his duvet and his beloved wife and goes to offer his salah, desiring the reward which I have and fearing the punishment which I have.' A person who wages jihad for the cause of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, his friends are put to flight. He knows that what the consequences of fleeing are and what the rewards are in returning to the battlefield. So he goes back and fights till he sheds his blood. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu says, 'Look at my servant. He went back to fight out of hope for my reward and fearing my punishment, and fought till he shed his blood.'" Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Jealousy is not lawful except in two instances. A person to whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed the Quran and thus lives by it day and night. A person to whom Allah Jalla Jalaluhu has bestowed wealth, he thus spends it by day and night. Dinyati Rahmatullah Ali says, jealousy means to desire a bounty to be taken away from the person of whom you are jealous, and this is prohibited. It also comes in the meaning of ripta. This means that you desire to have the same thing which the other person has. If the other person is in a praiseworthy situation, as in this hadith, then this is a good desire and you will be rewarded for it. But if the person is in a reprehensible situation, then such a desire is reprehensible and you will be taken to task for it." May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq of getting up, in the early hours, in the last portion of the night, and inshallah make ibadah in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and gain close proximity. If we feel that we will not be able to get up at that particular hour, then before we go to bed, at least we can be able to perform our tahajjud salah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.